streets with them. Church music. Street wisdom. The streets with them. Church music. Street wisdom. The streets with them. Church music. Street wisdom.
We face the spirit of truth with no faking. We spreading love, we ain't down with the hating. If you offended by what we be saying, you gotta be careful the idols you praising. Stand on my word, I don't fall flat. We some big dogs and some boss cats. We said what we said, we don't walk back. You talk to me and I'll talk back. It's the host with the most on the west coast. We fall right here and they never could get close. They doing dirt in the dark and get exposed. If you a topic, you might as well get low. It's about current events, about real life. We sympathize and we know what it feel like. Gotta be soldiers out here, Navy SEAL type. We deconstructing the game, we gon' be right. Talking morality, talking mortality. Talking about victory, talking about tragedy. With the charisma and the personality. He can do suit and tie, he can do casually. Something you have to see, give it a listen. Gotta tune in, you don't know what you missing. The game is so sickening, it need a prescription. We strip you the streets and we give them the wisdom.
Talk to me and I'll talk back.
What's up with it? What's up with it? I am your host with the most, Church Music. How's everybody doing today? I hope everybody is well and everybody is blessed. And you could have been anywhere across the world, but you're here right now with Church Music. And that's a blessing. And for that, I really appreciate that. And at the same time, make sure that you like and that you subscribe, so we can notify you with this real wisdom that's going on. But it seems that, man, we can't get a break nowhere, okay? Outside of what we dealing with in the real world and what's going on and all the current events that are destroying the world, we still can't even catch a break. And that's very hurtful. There's a Jezebel Delilah pastor by the name of Juanita Bynum that has gotten beside herself, that has went amongst the throne of God and defamed the man. Juanita Bynum, a Delilah Jezebel pastor that has went around and tricked the whole world and said God had gave her prophecies for 21 people to give her $1,000, allegedly. Okay, but we can't have a woman like Juanita Bynum trying to defame the foundation of a man. And so for those that don't know what's going on and you can catch up, check out what she had to say and then we could have a dialogue after.
Brothers, we wearing our pants too tight. Them little bitty suits is worrying me. Them ones that high waters is cut all up in here too. So we can count how many you got down there. Something is wrong. Little jackets that's too little. Look like you just put on little Ray Ray's clothes or something and came to church. I'm not hearing y'all talk to me. To the point even your little dance scare me. The way you shout scare me. Your knees too close to be a man. Oh, I'm not getting nobody to talk to me right now. Maybe I gotta look down here on the monitor because let me get tipping when you shout. Open up your legs and shout like a man. Y'all better come over here and say something. Y'all up here shout like girls and the women shout like dudes. Yeah. Close your legs up. You a woman. Where is our difference? The Bible said put a difference. A difference.
What's going on with it? It's for real. Juanita Bynum, Delilah, Jezebel pastor. Sit down. Period. 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 How dare you get your homosexual ass in the pulpit of God to defame and to try to destroy the man of God. Okay, you out of line, sister. And you can always talk back because you're not in proper edification to speak the word of God. And if you haven't noticed, for those that are listening, to know what I'm saying is of truth. The book of Timothy, okay? Let's focus on 1 Timothy, okay? Verse 11. Juanita Bynum, Delilah, Jezebel. Learn in silence. Okay, let me break that entry down for you real slow. Learn in silence with all submission. And I do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man, but to be in silence. Woman of God. Let me break that down for you real slow. The book of 1 Timothy, verse 11,
chapter 2.
Let a woman, Juanita Bynum, learn in silence with all submission, and I do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man, but to be in silence. What does that mean? That means you have no authority to defame the character of a black man based on the culture and the identity of a wardrobe or clothing that we wear or exclusive apparel, because you know as well as I know that the cultural, a lot of men today are fashion oriented, so they utilize likeness from the NBA players with the slacks that are high and with the nice color socks and, you know, sit very well on the great man of God. But you're not in liberty to judge. You are a woman of ministry, okay? So if anything, you're supposed to be on the pulpit identifying with God of delivering you from your homosexuality, okay? You're finessing the church, okay? God never gave you prophecy to tell you that 21 people must come forward to give you $1,000 or give the house of Bethel, which is also known as the house of the Lord, $1,000. Who told you that lie? Okay? Stop it. You can no way, in shape, form get on the pulpit and try to destroy the man of God based on the identity. You don't have that authority. Man correct man and not woman. Okay? If you haven't got it twisted. And let us be clear in the book of 1 Timothy
chapter 2 verse 8.
In like manner also. Okay? Let me break this down for you real slow. Desire therefore that the men pray everywhere, lifting up the holy hands without wrath and doubting. In like manner also that the woman adorn themselves in modest apparel. You look like a jungle monkey with all that shit on your hair, preaching the word of God, throwing your hands around and talking about you don't like what's going on and men need to shout. But if we all shout together, praising one God, Yahweh, Yahshua, Jesus the Christ, the Holy One, without judgment. You went wrong, woman of God. Sit your ass down and be in silence with proper purity and moderation, not with braided hair. I don't think that was your hair, Juanita Bynum. Okay? You look ridiculous. Or gold, or pearls, or costly clothing, but which is proper for women professing godliness with good works. You went to the pulpit and turned it into an assassination show. Not amongst your women or correcting the women of God, but correcting the mighty man of God. That's where you went wrong. Okay? We can't have situations where we have bishops in church doing things that they're not supposed to be doing. And we all know what's going on with that. Okay? Allegedly. For the word of God in 1 Timothy
chapter 3, verse 2.
Let us drop something for your mentor, the bishop. A bishop then must be blameless, Juanita Bynum, the husband of one wife, temperate, sober-minded, of good behavior, hospitable, able to teach, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not covetous, one with who rules in his own house. Okay? So when you have a bishop, T.D. Jakes, that hanging around with worldly men, Sean Puffy Combs, being involved in freak-offs, allegedly. Okay? That's not the standards of a good bishop. The word of God says must have good behavior. And as a man of God, you should know your audience, including the people that you associate with off the record. Okay? Allowing a man to lay his head on your chest. A man of greedy nature, which you took in money or private donations, allegedly. You are the foundational leader of many households across the world. But your spirit has been tainted based on association and affiliation. Juanita Bynum, you're a woman that must be a woman of ministry to share with the people of God how God has possibly delivered you from homosexuality. Okay, domestic violence, sleeping with bishops and deacons. You've been passed around the church, allegedly. You're telling people that God gave you a prophetic prophecy that 21 people must come forward with $1,000 to put in your pocket. Okay, that's not how that works. Because never forget that the word of God is always for free. Okay? Man and woman did that. Put a price on the spirit of God. How can someone go to church and they're barely making it and they only have $5 to their name? And then you say that God gave you a divine essence that everyone must come forward with $1,000. I asked you, woman of God, who told you that lie? Okay? You have been known to be a sexual woman that you like to tiptoe, 1 foot in and 1 foot out, based on your sexuality. Okay? Have you shared with the people in the pulpit how God is working on you, delivering you from that sexual addiction, that succubus spirit? Did you share that with the people of God? But instead, you want to share how the men of God are wearing clothes that are tight and they're not shouting well, they're not being strong. But also, did you correct your women to alleviate what they wear in the church that creates a sexual appetite? Okay, revealing clothing. Okay, did you tell your women of God to get more closer to God, to be a woman of submissive? And did you share with them in the book of 1 Timothy, verse 11,
chapter 2,
women, learn in silence with all submission, and I do not permit a woman like Juanita Bynum to teach or to have authority over man, but to be in silence. Did you teach him that? And let me break it down for you real slow for those that are listening right here on Street Wisdom. Talk to me and I'll talk back. We are a free will, free speech. We will say what we will say, whether it hurts you, because you shall get over that too as well. But no way will we allow a woman that has deceived the body of Christ through financial gain in the house of God, okay, to get in the platform of God and to destroy the man of God based on accusations of clothing and what a man is wearing and shouting in praise, okay? It won't be accepted or tolerated, and we will voice our public opinion for those that might take it that I'm trying to assassinate a woman of God allegedly. Because no woman of God will do that. If anything, she will edify the body of Christ and implicate and provide words of encouragement for the man in the body of Christ. Okay? Where is it that the church has become a slander show? Defaming the character. Asking for money. You already have money. Have you ever took it in your heart to teach the word of God for free without no financial gain? I don't think that you did. Okay? God is a jealous God, first. And God is a killer as well. He killed his own people through disobedience. Read your Bible. I thought you were smarter than that. But if you're going to uplift us with kind words that edify the body of Christ, the heart. You are rebuked, Juanita Bynum. Get your mind right and get your heart right. And all the men, let me break this down for you real slow, that participated when she was destroying us verbally under the sound of her voice, and you're in the audience shouting and screaming in agreement with the woman of God, allegedly. Shame on you. You must get from under the woman and get strong in your own essence and be teach the word of God through a mighty man of God. Let me break that down for you real slow. Get from under the frail teaching of a woman and get the foundational teaching from a mighty man of God. I didn't say it. God said it. Okay? How dare you sit there in agreement and shout in agreement with the woman that is destroying man first, black man second? Are you serious? And you're shouting in agreement with that? The word of God says men will become lovers of themselves. How can you get the proper teaching from a woman, an emotional woman in the church, that took her prophecies and lied and said God gave her a divine revelation? Everyone come forward with $1,000. I'm barely trying to get $100 a day. Okay? I'm doing everything trying to keep up. And now I got to come to church and listen to a false prophet speak amongst the congregation and destroy the man of God based on what we wear and how we shout. And then the men in the audience participating like tricks. Oh yeah, you right. Oh, praise God. Yes, oh yeah, we got to get stronger. Rebuke in the majestic name of Christ, the anointed one. Let me break this down for you real slow for those that are listening under the sound of my voice. There's conflict all over the world. Everybody's on edge. Okay? Everybody has a public opinion. But we can't let the wicked just be a part of the wicked and try to destroy the righteous body of Christ or the righteous man of God or the righteous woman of God. Be silent. Juanita Bynum, and sit your ass down. Period. It's street wisdom. Talk to me and I talk back with your divine host that comes from God, church music. And like always, this segment is brought to you by Boss of My Blessings. Exclusive apparel and products and merchandise on his bomb site. We thank you for being a premier sponsor. And again, www.bossofmyblessings.com. And make sure that you like and that you subscribe. In closing, I just want to say that you must get your heart right. Get your positioning right with God. Juanita Bynum, she's a small ingredient. T.D. Jakes, he's a small fry. What you do in the dark will always come to the light, including myself. If I'm misleading or deceiving behind closed doors, God will always expose you. Okay? He will always expose you. So what we do in the dark, we're never getting away with. He will always destroy us with the light and not the dark. Because we don't come from dark, because we're the sons of the light. Women destroying us in the church. There's no way any woman is in liberty to judge, but only to uplift us. And never look down on anybody, man or woman, when they fallen, unless you're going to pick them up. Unless you're going to pick them up. Enough with tearing it down each other or destroying one another or utilizing gossip or not edifying the man of Christ or the body of Christ or your man or your husband. behind closed doors. But this again, we thank you and we want to encourage you to stay real. Street Wisdom, talk to me and I'll talk back. I am your host, Church Music, and thank you for joining me.